There's actually one with a hot iron and then defrost in the refrigerator. There's two things about housework that I have always detested.
Yeah, yeah.
Because refrigerators, usually most all the refrigerators now are frost-free. Mm-hmm. But I made a mistake about 5 years ago. My little refrigerator that I had at home before I left home, before I moved out from the children. Well, it was a refrigerator that I had at home before my husband died. It was about 30 years old, and it conked out on me, and I bought one. And I made a mistake, and because I don't need a large one. Mm-hmm. And I just bought a small one, and I have to defrost it. When I could have put $100 more with it and got a frost free, and it would have been so much, you know, less mm-hmm. trouble, because I hate that job.
Our freezer will freeze up to the point you can't even put anything up apart. It's just one big little, you know, miniature North Pole up there.
Yeah. Mine will too.
Because
mine is my little refrigerator is about this wide, and the little freezer part's about this deep, and mm-hmm. then the little ice place up here where it's just large enough just for the tray.
Oh,
and then down here is not, it's not like, it's about like this, about a, half a gallon of ice cream or something like that will, you know, just, it's just about that depth.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't put too much in my, I've been wanting some ice cream. I've got it just stuffed full up there. We had some pecans left over that we didn't pick out until after Christmas. And I have two, three bags, quart bags of pecans. And I have a hen up there that I've had, I don't know how long, it needs to frost now. And quite a few other things, some deer meat that Billy brought me, and it's just different things. I have wanted some ice cream. I love Coke floats, ice cream and cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been wanting some for 2 weeks so bad, and I don't even have room up there for them, so I caught the ice cream. So I was talking to my daughter and all last night. I said, come up here and get some of these pecans. I just got half some ice cream. I got to get something out of this refrigerator. I got to get that hen out. That's a great big old hen. I got to get that hen out and cook it.
Yeah, we got, it's really funny because after that thing freezes over, we don't know what we have up there, and we start frosting.
Yeah.
And then, uh-huh. Hey, I didn't know that was there.
Do you have a roommate?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is a friend I've gone to school with. 4 years.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm.
We share all the
bills. Uh-huh. Well, that's right. Makes it nice. It's nice to have someone with you.
Mm-hmm.
She goes a lot. She has children in Montgomery, because I don't have but the one here. I visit a lot in Tuscaloosa. I have a sister and two brothers in Tuscaloosa, and I visit sometimes, but they have a business, and they're rather crowded. They have a restaurant and a bakery, and it's just a small place because they enlarge it. I can't, it takes a pretty good little space for me to hide in.
Yeah.
And I can't even find a hide. They're so crowded now until I can't even find a hiding place. And there's about 3 hours for it starts. That lunch hour starts at about 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
From then until 2.
Wow, three.
I haven't been as much as I have been going, but of course they get in the bakery out, they built a new bakery. And I guess they're in it by now. I hadn't talked to them a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're going to take use of that part where they did all the baking and everything,
mm-hmm.
and enlarge the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I said, when you get it ready, when you get everything back fire, and you have more space and have room for me in a rocking chair, you can call me and I'll be back up here. She said, well, I'll call you when we get finished, but I can assure you it won't be a rocking chair back there.
Don't you love to be around a bakery when you
eat? But you eat, you can't, I can't stand it.